I'm Coach Candace Finley, and I got next.
You next up, and you ain't been on Sports Like Talk. Like, what are you doing? Hey, you better hit him up.
Look, you breaking next and you up next. Keep the wins on hard. Rise a star on the big scene. Make them know who you are. You don't break a sweat. Don't settle for less. They put you through that test. Your resume that flex. Who got next? Who got next? SLT, ready, set, go. Who got next? Who got next? Living my dreams and all your goals. Who got next? Who got next? You can ask B. Jones or head coach. Who got next? Who got next? You next up, so here's my vote. Shoot.
SLT Nation! What it do, fam? Welcome back to another fire episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next, a platform that gives exposure to the voices of tomorrow. That's right, it is season four, the year of the Mamba, and KT and I are 10 toes and chasing after our kinfolk. That's right, we are combing this country and we are finding rising superstars in our communities who are doing big things and accomplishing big dreams. And today, Candy Girl, yeah, we got her, ladies and gentlemen. We got one of the dopest coaches in America. She is a rising superstar straight out of Detroit, Michigan. 8 Mile, make some noise for us. Y'all seen her play overseas. She's a championship winner. This young lady is making a lot of noise right now in the game, so we need y'all, Pittsburgh Panther Nation, to stand up and represent one of your very own, the assistant women's basketball coach, Candace Finley. Candy Girl. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Y'all just got me hyped up just then.
Hey, we super excited about having Coach on the show. We met Coach last year at the tournament. Coach, we were family. We kicked it with Coach probably two or three games. We hung out with Coach on the sideline. She treated us like kin folks. So if this is your first time coming to the Sports Life Talk Show, welcome to the family. I am your host, the mouth of the South, B. Jones, the OG, all things Louisiana. Well, put your L's up, Mr. Yeet. Is in the building, and I'm rocking alongside my brother from another mother. The other side of the logo, the Choir Storm. Shh. All facts, no cap, the head coach, KT. Kev, how you feeling today, man?
Are you sure it's just 1 year, B. Jones? Because it feels like at least 2 or 3 years we've been trying to get coach on. I think here's the thing, B. Jones, we met her. I think we tried to get her on earlier in the show, and she kept us on red, but now we got to be Jones. Let's go. Let's turn it.
Kevin, we was nobodies back then. It's a lot of coaches out there. We was nobodies back then. It's all good, Coach. Well, y'all ready? Let's get this show started with one of my favorite segments, The Moment of Truth. That's right. This is our icebreaker with KT, and I is about to play two truths and a lie with Coach Finley. Coaches already know the rules. She's got three facts about herself, and as you heard in the title, one of these facts ain't true. KT and I will have 60 seconds to work as a team, deliberate, and use our process of elimination and see if we can figure out which one of these facts about Coach Finley is not true. Coach, give us your three facts.
Let's see. I used to be a cheerleader. Mexican food is my favorite food, and I grew up in the South.
She won three high school championships at Detroit. She could be throwing herself with the definition of growing up, though, because she could have came up from all up to high school and then moved to like Detroit. Mexican, I think she eat Mexican food.
Who don't eat Mexican food, B. Jones?
I like Mexican food. We love Mexican food. So what do you think, KT?
I think it's the third one.
I think she came up being a cheerleader. Basketball players, football player athletes, they always have something that they did before. So I'm going to say she was a cheerleader, and I'm going to say she liked Mexican food, KT.
The third one is a lie, B. Jones.
We both agree. We are going to say that number three is the lie. Which one was the lie, Coach?
Y'all loaned it today. Number three was the lie. I'm born and raised in the city. 313 all day.
13. That's what's up. Is that the Detroit area code?
That's the Detroit area code.
Hey, it's Big Sean. Shout out. I know you watching this, Big Sean. I'm just playing with y'all. All right, Coach, we having a lot of fun. KT, we finally on the winning side. KT, it's feeling good. Two games in a row. Y'all buckle up. We got probably about 120 more shows rest of this year.
Big Jones, have you noticed we're doing so good that we just don't even talk about that record anymore? We just go show to show now? That's how good we're doing?
Yeah, we can't tell y'all the record. The record out of 60 shows has been it's been a bit in progress. Let's just put it that way. But Coach, it's time to get this journey started. Take your right hand. If y'all are all listening to me, lift it up high. Reach over your left shoulder, grab that strap, and buckle up. Click, clack. Wow. Let's go. All right, y'all. The first thing we got to do is a call to action. That's right. We need everybody out there who's listening to this show and rocking with us right now to do four tremendously big things that won't cost you a penny, but will help us to grow this platform to a whole another level. Number one, we need you to stick around and watch this show all the way to the end. As long as you can, keep this thing rolling. Number two, we need you to hit that like button as many times as Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg will allow. We need this show to bubble all the way up to the top. Number three, sharing is caring. Send this thing to all your people, all your clique, your family. Make sure that you are represented. I promise you, this is going to be a good one, and they're going to thank you for it later. And last but not least, y'all know what you got to do. Become a part of the Sports Life Talk family. We the hardest working podcast in the game. Make sure you smash that subscribe button. Coach Finley.
Yeah.
It's Panther Nation. It's Detroit. It's a 313. Are they going to hold us down and do those four things for us, Coach?
They're going to hold you down.
All right. Y'all know what y'all got to do. On the count of three, let's do it. Like we true to it. One, two, three. Boo! Yeah! Oh, my goodness. We got this thing live, KT. We already own and popping like Orville Redenbacher. Coach Finley, what is your favorite emoji that you're using right now? When you send out messages to all your people, the kids, the recruits, the coworkers, the colleagues, what's that emoji of the show?
You know that little emoji that's like this, they cover their face and it's like blushing. Like, you know, kind of laughing. I send that all the time. I don't even really know. Like, it got different meanings, I guess.
It sure do. We're going to peel back your brain and figure out why Coach Finley is using that one.
No, no. We don't have to do all of that, but.
All right, well, if you did any of those three things and you plan on sticking around to the end of the show, make sure you throw that smiling emoji with the embarrassed emoji, the blushing emoji in the chat so KT and I can reach out to you. Around here, we don't do followers. Fans. Yeah, we only do family around here. So if you did any of those things, KT, what we going to tell them?
Thank you.
That's right. We appreciate you. We thank you. And it is time to crack open the wonderful, brilliant brain of one of the most elite coaches we have had the opportunity to be in the same room with. We're about to get to know Coach Finley on a different level. Welcome to the Sports Life Talks Initiation.
All right, Coach, to initiate you into the SLT family, you have to give us your top five music artists.
Okay. That was a hard one, so I'm just going to kind of... So Stevie Wonder will always be number one for me. Stevie Wonder, Stevie Wonder. You ain't right, but Stevie Wonder always will be number one. I love me some Patti LaBelle, okay? I love me some Patti LaBelle, Jay-Z.
Hov.
Yeah, Janae Aoki.
That's Big Sean Boo. So that, she's probably right there in Detroit too.
And the Notorious B.I.G. So
Biggie. Biggie. Can't you see? Hey, I like that, Kevin. We went from Patty Pies to Gucci sweaters. I like it.
Yeah, you know, it just, but I like all music, but you know, kind of threw me on the spot there. So
I like the top five. KT, what are you going to give Coach Finley for that top five, man?
You say you like it. I love that top five. So, Coach, what we like to do, we like to rank everybody's top five.
Okay.
Highest you can get is 10. When you said Stevie, they got you 20 already. Then you said Patty, I couldn't give you another 20 because our budget don't go like that, but B. Jones.
What up?
You know what year this is, right, man?
Year of the Mamba 24 the hard way.
Let's go. Man, now I got Patti LaBelle in my head. I used to rehearse my lines a thousand times till I had them memorized. B. Jones, Patti was cold.
Hey, I'm thinking of Patti pies, man. Have you had one of the Patti pies, man?
I had a mac and cheese. Have you had the mac and cheese?
No, I ain't had the mac and cheese, but that sweet potato pie is elite. I'm trying to
figure out point.
Yeah, but she heavy handed with the sugar, so I don't mess around with those though. But that mac and cheese. That mac and cheese is elite, B. All right, so who's your favorite superhero and why?
And I have two, and I know we'll get back to that, but it will always be my parents. Will always be my parents. You know, they grew up in the South, right? So they actually grew up in the South.
What part? Where they from?
My mom's from Nashville. My dad's from Memphis.
They met
at Tennessee State.
So, oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I spend a lot of time in Nashville, but, so they're always, you know, they moved from the South. They moved to Detroit for jobs and opportunities and, you know, they worked and they raised me, you know, but they taught me a lot of life lessons and the hard way, not like I was spoiled little brat. No, they taught me lessons and
they kept it 100. Huh? They taught you the real.
Oh yeah, my mom is 80 right now and she still do it. She don't play. So, you know.
We got to dedicate the show to her. What's your mom's name? 80? That is amazing. Black don't crack.
Yeah, and you wouldn't know it. Both of them, they still go, you know, to the casinos. They still travel. They watch every basketball game. they own it, trust me.
I love it, I love it.
All right, so every superhero has their own theme music, and we consider every coach that comes on our show to be a superhero. With that said, what would your theme song be?
See, I'm about to get you. Wolves by Big Sean.
I don't know how I go.
Can you sing that for us? Sing that for us.
I ain't about to sing it, but I can tell you. I was raised by the Wolves.
And I'm actually a Big Sean fan. I don't remember that one.
God, we'll compare to Big Sean. I hope we don't watch the show now, B. Jones. We just know, right? Name.
Sorry, Big Sean.
All right, Coach. Yeah. So we have a running debate on our show where I want to be a singer and B. Jones wants to be a dancer. So we need for you to break the tie. Would you rather be a singer or a dancer?
Okay. So. Okay. What? That's a hard one now. But I think I would rather be a singer because dancers, that kind of, what kind of dance are you talking about? Like,
no, we got a friendly show. It's a family friendly show. We ain't talking about that kind of dancing.
Okay, I'm
a private dancer. So
you think you can dance? You know, you in a music video.
I'm talking about that. TikTok dancer. You know what I'm saying?
Pop lock. I'm going with a singer.
Oh, I thought I had a wrong answer, Coach.
All right, Coach. So what is something that basketball has taught you that you can use when you're not on the court?
I think building genuine relationships. That's the biggest thing, you know, because the relationships that you build, they last for a lifetime. The basketball stops bouncing at some point, right? It does. Mm-hmm. Like whether you play pro, you know, or you're just playing through high school, college, whatever, it's going to stop bouncing. But the relationships that you build that are genuine, they last forever. So that was one of the things, you know, that's the biggest thing that I learned.
So B and I, we're going to produce a movie that's centered around you. The one thing we're missing is a lead actress. Who should we get to play you in the story of your life?
That's a good one. I can't play it.
I mean, it'd be cheaper for us if you did it, but we need somebody else to play you.
I mean, that's hard. I mean, I don't know.
Kevin, who do you have? Who do you have, KT?
Now, she's older than Coach
Mine, Kevin, too. Let's see. I bet you we got the same one.
But Fancy from Jamie Foxx show.
You
Gabrielle.
I wasn't thinking. I was thinking Queen Latifah, but I like Fancy better. Her name is Gabrielle Boudreaux or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah.
Hey, and she is gorgeous. Hey, we might be able to get her too on the low.
Either her or We don't know what Vivica we gonna get though, B. Jones. So I don't know about that. I don't want to mess with Vivica. Vivica, you know, she can fight B. Jones. She throw them hands. I don't want those problems. All right, Coach. So this is probably the most important question I'm going to ask you during the initiation, okay?
Okay.
B. Jones and I, we love to travel, and we travel, we got to eat. So we come out there to watch y'all before one of the games. What is that one food spot you're going to recommend, and what is your go-to meal there?
Ah, see, I'm a foodie. I eat everywhere, so...
That's good to know, by the way. That's good to know.
Yeah. I love food. So I had some wings. It's a little wing spot, Big Shot Bob. They got like 150 different flavors. And you can get
wings? Are you exaggerating?
I'm not exaggerating 100, but it's like 70.
Really?
Yeah, and you can get it dry rub. You can get it buttered. You can get them wet. I mean, it's so many. I just picked two, and I'm just like, I don't even know what I'm getting.
Big wings or little wings, though?
They not little like the little concession stand wings. They like real like.
Hey, what's the name of it again? Because we hitting that spot as soon as we get to Pittsburgh.
They're where else? I mean, that's probably like my spot, and then it's like different little Mexican spots.
Say less. We'll get there early in the morning. We'll eat lunch and then we're going out to
breakfast. So it's a place called Pamela's. Now that's where you got to go for breakfast. It's a family owned breakfast spot. It's small. You got to get in line like 30, 40 minutes before it even open.
That's where we need to be.
That's where we're going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you feel good after.
So it's Pamela's sister?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Pamela can throw that. Well, we know a Pamela that we cook with. She can't. She says she can cook. But maybe
she glory greens out of a can, Coach. I guess.
Nah.
I can't believe you did that, B. If she watches this episode, you know you fighting. All right, so get ready to hear from a true powerhouse in the world of college basketball as we transition to our next segment. We're thrilled to introduce Candace Finley, an assistant coach and recruiting coordinator at Pitt, whose illustrious career spans 15 years in coaching and a successful stint as a professional player. With her roots as a three-year starter at Eastern Kentucky, where she played a pivotal role in securing the OVC championship, and her impressive high school career, boasting three state championships at Bishop Gorgas, Candace brings a wealth of experience and expertise to the table. Stay tuned as we delve into her journey, strategies, and invaluable insights she's gained along the way. So B. Jones, please reintroduce the nation to our newest play cousin, Coach Candace Finley.
Coach Finley, that is with Candace with an I, ladies and gentlemen. Not Candace with the two A's, with the A and the I. Welcome to the show, Coach. We super excited about having you on here. You know, we met you in real life, but, you know, we sitting in the room with goons, KT. We sitting in the room full of amazing people that you don't even know half of the story. And it's been such a pleasure to really look back at your history and how much you've impacted the game. You, in my opinion, you definitely are a trailblazer. But let's take it back to the beginning, Coach. Let's tell them your story. Let's tell them how you got in this crazy game of basketball. When did you start playing the game? And when did you fall in love with basketball?
So, you know, when we did the two truths and a lie, I was actually a cheerleader first. I didn't know nothing about basketball. I was like 6th, 7th grade cheerleading. And I would cheer for the boys' games and the girls' game in elementary school. And I don't know, just one time I was cheering for the girls' game, and I was like, they so bad. I need to go help them. Now, I had never played basketball in my life. Like, I just knew that was bad when I was watching.
Coach, wait a minute. A cheerleader said, I got to get on the court. They need some help.
Yeah, like, I was just like, I got to get out there. And so, I started playing basketball. I was awful in the beginning. You know, I was awful, but I just enjoyed it. You know, I think... I don't know. I was a little aggressive too. So I was just like, oh yeah. Like, you know, and I like competition. So, you know, and cheerleading is not really competition. You're just doing the cheers. No knock to any cheerleaders, but you're just doing the cheers. It's not like, you know, trying to stop somebody from scoring or score on somebody. And I just kept with it. And my high school coach, he actually used to come to the games because, you know, like high school coaches, you go to middle school games and you got to build your team. And it was either going to Bishop Gorgas or Martin Luther King. two powerhouses in Detroit. And I went to both schools. And at that time, Martin Luther King had a set of twins. And they were huge. And my parents were like, nah, you're not going there. You're not going there.
You won't get no minutes. You won't sit on the bench.
Well, they just knew they was two big girls. And they was just like, you either going to fight them, or they just going they going to bully you. One or two. And I knew they wasn't going to bully me. So, they was like, nah. So then I went to Bishop Borges, which was a Catholic school. And from there, my high school coach, he kind of made you fall in love with the game by his discipline. But, you know, and how we were as a team, like all my teammates are like my sisters. Even if I don't talk to them now, like it's this special bond that we have. And just from playing and like he was, you know, being around, he was won a lot. And then, you know, you see that and then you want to be a part of that winning. And, you know, when you start developing and it just, you know, it just made me like, oh, I love this. And then I was playing AAU and then like getting recruited. I was just like, oh, this is what I want to do. And I just wanted to keep getting better every time. Like, and I, you know, every time we had to play against somebody, oh, she's supposed to be a top player. I'm like, yeah, okay. All right, cool. And, you know, it challenged me.
It sounded like you took on a kind of a defensive identity. Is that fair to say, Coach, that you were considered as an aggressive basketball player?
Yes, I was aggressive. Now playing defense, depending on, you know, sometimes I can score the ball, but no, like I was aggressive. Though. I'm not gonna, you know, I had to figure that out when I got to college.
So you went from on the sideline saying the cheers. To now you on a plane and you traveling around the country for college basketball and even the world playing pro basketball. When mm-hmm. when you finished playing, because I mean you're a coach now, but when you finished playing, did you look back at your career and like, how did I get here? Like at any point, did you like wake up and eat some kind of foreign cuisine and was like, I cannot believe I'm a professional basketball player overseas?
Well, yeah, like when I went overseas, I think that was like, wow, I'm actually overseas playing basketball. I'm actually getting paid to play basketball. Like I never thought that would even happen. Like, yes, I had a good college career, but I thought like after college and that was it. Right. And then I started getting invited to camps and all these agents were reaching out and different things. And I was just like, wait, what? That's happening for me. And, you know, and my parents were like, well, you put in the work, like you worked hard for this. And I was just like, oh, okay. And then when I actually went overseas, I was just like, okay, I am overseas playing on a professional team. I don't know, you know, I always tell every recruit or any, you know, our current players, if you have the opportunity to do that, do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's dope, Coach. So you hit it earlier today when Kevin asked you, what have you learned? And you said it's about the relationships. And you mentioned that because the ball does stop bouncing. The ball stopped bouncing for you. And I'm pretty sure you had to sit down with your team, with your family, and decide what the next steps is going to be for Coach Candace Finley. At the time, you weren't a coach. But what made you decide to become a coach? When did you realize that you were not quite done with this game yet?
Well, and I was not planning on being a coach. And I can tell you that right now. So I was a design major. And my plan when I finished college, after I finished playing overseas, I came back. I had like one class to finish. And it was important for me to get my degree. And when I came back, I was planning on being a fashion stylist, getting paid a lot of money, making everybody look good. That's what I wanted to do. And the person, can I say names, people names?
Yeah.
Imaz Oliver, who coaches the Michigan crossover. He at that time, it wasn't a Michigan crossover when I played AAU and in high school, he had a scouting service. And so the Michigan crossover started and he had reached out to my dad. Hey, if Candace ever comes back, you know, I want her to come in the gym, you know, check out our team. And, you know, so I like to pay it forward. A lot of people helped me. A lot of people supported me. So I'm always going to, you know, give back. And I went to one of their practices. And it was weird because as soon as I went in there, I was like oh, she not going hard. Oh, she got to finish that. And it just happened. And then he asked me, did I want to coach? You know, and I was just like, sure. And I started with the 10-year-olds. And then I just went, you know, up. And it just I was just like, oh, this is what I was meant to do.
Did you find your first couple of years in coaching to be easy, or was it a lot of learning? Did it look totally different on the sideline than what it did when you was actually out there playing?
Well, it definitely was different. Easy. It wasn't easy, but it wasn't hard either. You know, because being a former player, you know, was right is right and was wrong is wrong, right? So it was easy for me to correct all that stuff and help them and explain why you shouldn't be doing something, or, you know, why you need to do something harder. It was so, you know, I love coaching the 10-year-olds. They were my favorite, because let me tell you, the young ones, they are such sponges, and they want to do everything right, and they want to, you know, just make you proud. And if they miss a layup, you know, they cry, but it was just like, don't cry, you'll get the next one. And it everything they did was so genuine. Like, they make the layup and they cheering and they high-fiving. It was the young ones, they special.
So, Coach, 15 years is a long time. I mean, and not just 15 years. Everybody has to understand what has transpired over the last 15 years. The games have totally changed. Rules have totally changed. Even college basketball in itself. Now we got transfer portals, NIL. Everything is totally different than what you started with back in 2000 and what, 6, 7, something like that, 2009. Yeah. So, Coach, how have you been able to survive, and what changes have you made in the way you go about things in order to maintain such a high? Because coaching at Pitt, you at the highest level, Coach. I mean, this is it. Y'all competing for the real deal each and every year.
Oh, yeah. I'm learning that. recruiting is... You know, it's definitely, you know, when you're in a Power 5 school, the recruiting is definitely different. It's way more aggressive. It's a lot, right? But it's you building something, so it makes you go, right? I just think, like, recruiting to me, it's kind of been the same. I think the biggest thing is, like, with the NIL and everything, and now you're learning you have to recruit your own team.
Yeah.
You have to pour into your players on your team. You know, because sometimes it's not just about the playing time. It's about the relationships. It's about the care. It's about, you know, everybody wants to feel important, cared about, wanted, all those things. So you have to pour into your current roster, you know, too. So it's a lot more managing. I could say that.
Now, your head coach actually came in. That was the first time that has ever happened, by the way, Coach. We've had players come in. We've had some other assistant coaches. We've never had, like, the head coach walk in and be like, hey, what are you doing? And so that was pretty cool. But it gave Kevin and I a little bit. I mean, you know how you tell somebody something without telling them? Like, we could see right then and there, like, Pitt has truly got something organic. It felt like the chemistry between you and Coach Verde was really natural. Tell us a little bit about the culture of this Pitt locker room and what you guys got going on right now, this version of the Panthers.
Yeah, so actually this is my third time working for him. So we definitely have, you know, we definitely have a great bond. But, you know, the culture here is, like, to play hard. Play hard. We want players that, you know, are tough. We want players that want to win, just like everybody else in the country, right? So that's kind of the culture here. But it's about, like, let's make noise. Let's create history. Let's create memories. Like, let's do that, right? And you got to have a positive locker room. That culture in that locker room, it got to be right. Because if it ain't right in there, it ain't going to be right on the court. So, you know, we're building that too, right? Because this is our first year and we're still getting there. But... you know, I think our team this year did a good job of it. So,
this version of Pitt, y'all kind of still growing, right? I mean,
oh yeah, y'all just saw the preview. This was
year one of the staff, right? This was your first year. Mm-hmm. So we got some fireworks coming in year two, huh?
Yeah, that's the goal.
Now, how are y'all managing it? You talked about recruiting your own team, but how are y'all looking at the transfer portal? Because now we're seeing a lot of kids who are, I don't know, I don't want to call them two-star or three-stars, but we're seeing a lot of kids who normally would have got scholarships. They kind of having to wait a little bit later in the process while this transfer portal kind of settles out. What is Pitt's tactics, or what are y'all strategy of how y'all address the transfer portal?
Right. I think, you know, probably like a lot of schools in the country, you want to get the players that fit what you do. Like, you know, it's a lot of players in the portal, but you just can't get every player, right? Every player that gets in the portal, you just can't say, oh, I need this kid, I need this kid. You got to fit. You got to get the players that fit what you do, fit your system, fit, you know, character-wise, because that's huge, right? And good character goes a long way.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's how we're going about it. Like, what positions do we need and who can, you know, play our system, things like that. Like, so we're not going after everybody. We just going after ones that we think, okay, this is going to make us move up in the ACC.
So now I'm going to let you give a pitch, Coach. Why should a kid want to come to Pitt? Why do I want to go and compete and be a part of something that's growing, especially if I'm down here in Texas? You know what I'm saying? We have so much talent. And then, like, that recruiting job is not an easy one. You have to convince kids and you're competing against other schools. It's crazy. But what is the pitch? Why Pitt, Coach?
Because you want to do something different. You want to do something different. You know, it's easy to go where everybody wants to go or have my top five or top six the same as everybody else. But why do something different? Do something different.
I like that. I like that. Plus, you might get a chance to meet Larry Fitzgerald one day or something.
You know, he's around too. So, yeah.
Some famous basketball players came out of Pitt, KT. I don't know too many basketball players that came out of Pitt. We gotta look into that because I know they had some talented teams that have come out of that region before. Coach, now this is the year of the Mamba. It's 2024. We like to talk about Mamba moments and just hear these fun, candid stories of something cool or something big that happened in your career. Give us your Mamba moment, that moment where you blacked out, that you showed up and you showed out, Coach, as a coach or as a player, I'll let you decide, but tell us that moment in your career that you were her.
So I'm going to go back to when I was in high school and we played the high school that I didn't go to.
MLK.
MLK. We played them and I had to go against the Twins. That went to work. I went to work. So I think that was like a Mamba moment for me. Like, I don't remember the actual numbers, but I know I had a double-double. But I went to work on the Twins that, you know, my parents said I couldn't play with.
Oh, let's go.
So, you know, we won the – so in Detroit, they had it was called Operation Friendship. So it was the top public school and the top Catholic school play against each other. And so we won that. So
wow! So that must have been kind of like a who's who affair. I mean, everybody was at that game.
Oh yeah, oh,
that sounded like pretty big. Now I got to ask one more question before we get to the fun stuff, Coach. You talked about being a fashion designer a little bit earlier today. Do you still got that swag? I mean,
I know how to shop a lot, right? No.
but you got that sideline get game. You got that.
I need to do. We wear like this type of stuff. But when it's time for me to get dressed, I can get dressed now.
You can get dressed. You can do your thing.
I clean up nice.
Coach, I'm about to send you some pictures of some outfits. I need you to put some stuff together for me for my summer ensemble for the road as we get out there on these tournaments. Coach Candace Finley, welcome to the championship rounds. This is the part of the show with KT and I. We're going to do a little bit of one-on-one, and you are now officially calling all the shots, okay, Coach Finley? So this is our version of Would You Rather. Kevin and I in true championship round form. We're about to go three rounds, and in each round, we're going to give you an option. It's okay. Gonna be singing and dancing, singing versus dancing. Except we're gonna put it on steroids, okay? So whichever host you select in that round, the host gets a point. First host to get two out of three will win this episode's game of championship rounds. And Kevin, congratulations, he is the defending champ. So KT, kick us off, man.
Would you rather coach a player that you recruited that no one gave them a chance? They make it to the Basketball Hall of Fame, and in their speech tells you they wouldn't be there without the love and guidance of Coach Candace Finley, or?
You've done it all, Coach. You bided your time. You learned from some of the best in the game. You played on every different level overseas. And now it is time for you to take on that head coaching job, Coach. I'm going to give you any college program you want in the country. You will be the head coach. And here's the kicker, Coach. You're going to have a illustrious 30-year career in which you will retire as the most winningest coach in that program with your name on the court.
30 years from now?
30 years from now, 30 years of coaching as a head coach at this program, competing, competing and competing every year, year in and year out. Y'all the real deal.
I'm going with KT.
Why you had me do the extra 7?
Because I had to do the math real quick. 30 years from now, I had to do that math real quick.
KT! Hey, yeah, I thought I had it. She said 30
I think
years.
If you didn't say like 15 or 20 years, when you said 30.
30 got me.
Oh, so you don't want to work for 30 more years? I mean, you could have retired at 15. I mean, but, yeah, I'm trying to say longevity. I'm trying to say you're going to be in this thing for a long time. So I can't. Kevin, she had me sell it even more and still said, I'm going with KT. That's cold-blooded, Coach Finley. All right, Kevin, round two.
Would you rather host a traveling food show exploring delicious dishes from around the world for ESPNW, and it's going to stream on the Pitt website where you get to interview other college coaches and pick their brains by eating at some of the best restaurants in the world, or
I got a camera crew on deck. We coming, we pulling up at Pittsburgh, and we are going to film a documentary featuring the 2024-2025 team. We're going to have it on Netflix. We're going to call it Pit Stop. And it's going to be all about following you guys on the bus, on the airplane, in the locker room, in the classroom, even when y'all kicking it at the crib. We're going to show everybody in America what's cracking at Pitt and how you guys are building this program brick by brick.
You know what? You just got me. Let's go Pit Stop.
Yeah!
You said that you were a foodie.
And I know, but hey, you got me. That brick by brick.
Hey, yeah. I was over here nervous. I ain't gonna lie. I said she a foodie. I don't know how
I know. That's what I was like.
But y'all know what that means. We take it to overtime. Round three is going to be the deciding round. And the cool thing about it is Kevin and I, we're super sneakerhead, so we don't do any more talking. We let our sneakers do the talking for us. If you come hang out with us every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, I have a segment called The Drop. So for all my sneakerheads out there, we gonna keep the sneaker conversation going after the show. But with that said, Coach Finley, before the show, Kevin and I, we picked a pair of shoes out of our collection that we thought would represent you. Okay, Coach?
Okay.
So on the count of three, we need you to say hold that sneaker, and we're going to show you what we got. Now remember, whichever one of these sneakers you pick, they will win round three and ultimately win this episode's game. All right, Coach?
Hey, I got you.
Now, keep in mind, we ain't never been at Pittsburgh before. This is our first time at the University of Pittsburgh, so I need some well wishes. All right, Coach, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Hold that sneaker. Ooh.
I had to go with the Laneys. These are... They the pit color. I'm wearing my pit tearaways with this.
I know you about to be mad at me. I'm
not gonna be mad at you. The team gonna be mad at you.
It should have been a sweep. It should have been a sweep. I should have said brick by brick in mine. I could have swept you, I guess, B. Jones. And still champion.
Them your school colors, Coach.
I know, but I can do more with the other ones with our school colors. You know,
yeah, I was trying to find your high school colors, but I couldn't find them. I was gonna bring that out. I was gonna
okay,
bring
that out. That's enough of you talking. This is when the champ talks, not the loser. Goodness, Coach. Thank you so much for pick. It should have been a sweep. I'm a little upset after round two, but you made the right choice around.
I need all my Panthers, my Lady Panthers, to show up in the comments. She picked the wrong sneaker. Oh, y'all know it. All right, Coach. We got to end this thing on a positive note. We talked about the past. We talked about the amazing things you guys got going on right now at Pitt. But the title of the show is You Got Next. So we all want to know what's up next for you, Coach. What are you looking forward to the most in your career? What are you the most excited about? And what's going to happen next in the career of Candace Finley?
Yeah, so right now, the exciting part for me is rebuilding this program. You know, seeing it happen. Because a lot of people don't think it can happen here, you know. So that's going to be exciting for me and being a part of that, you know. Then after that, it's whatever God got for me. Honestly, you know, it's hard to say, oh, I'm going to be here. I'm going to, you know, be there. Do I want to be a head coach? Yes, I do. You know, but I'm not going to rush it. And it's all in timing. And I'm trusting it. So
I love it.
All right. So do you have any shout outs you want to give?
Well, I'm always, you know what? I'm going to give a huge, huge shout out to one of my really, really, really close friends, Raina Harmon in Iowa. I don't care what the, you know, what happened at the end. I'm just proud of her as a person, as a coach, as a friend, you know, the amazing things she's accomplishing right now. You know, I give a shout out to my friend, one of my best friends, like my little sister, Joy, who is at Tennessee. Amazing person, you know. Big things are going to happen for her as well. So,
wait a minute. Are those your shout outs? Or are those your nominations?
Both.
Well, I'm going to tell you, we've already had Coach Harmon.
Raina Harmon was like a second coach. Yeah, she's been on here like twice.
Been on there a couple of, okay, so you already knew Coach Harmon was rocking with us. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
But we've been working on Coach Joy, though.
I help you.
All right.
Well, we got to make it official.
Make it official, K2. Yeah.
All right, Coach. So this. The part of the show where you get a chance to call the person that you think should have next. Tell them, hey, I got a chance to rock with B. Jones and KT. Told them my story. I want you to do the same thing. With that said, Coach, who are you calling out? Who should have next?
I'm calling out Joy McCorvey. I'm calling her out.
All right, Coach. Now, Coach Joy, we tried. We've been working on this one. We've been massaging this one for about a year as well. So this one is another bucket list. Coach, we got to get on the show. Coach Joy McCorvey, you are officially on the clock. Let the world know that you are up next. Your ticket just got punched, and we cannot wait to have you on the show. But, Coach, Candace Finley, you got next. You are an icon, Coach. You are a trailblazer. You are a living legend. You are authentic, genuine, and you are the absolute truth. You are extraordinary and elite. You deserve a Coach, is there anybody else you want to send a shout out to? Because I know you was going to do something for your parents.
Oh yeah, I always give a shout out to my mom, my dad, Howard and Marguerite Finley, two of the most amazing people in the world. Definitely to me, I'm always shouting them out.
All right, well, y'all heard it. Hey, I'm super excited. I enjoy doing this show. We can't do it without you. Thank y'all for watching another episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next. We love y'all so much. We appreciate the love. We about to get out on the road. It's about to heat up a little bit outside. We're going to be all over the country. So y'all look out for the SLT crew coming to a city near you super, super, super soon. Hopefully we can start getting to these colleges. We've been so busy. We got so many colleges lined up. I can't wait till we take the road tour and get out there and get to see some of these facilities and meet some of these amazing coaches. But
you got an open invitation to the University of Pittsburgh.
We coming, Coach. We cannot wait. Make sure y'all do the big three. That's right. First and foremost, thank you for sticking around all the way to the end. But make sure you do the big three. Smash that subscribe button. Become a part of Sports Life Talk family. Hit that like button and share this show with as many people as you possibly can. If you want to be on the show, Coach Joy McCorvey just so happened to be the truth. All right. She wanted the dopest coaches in America. But you got a story to it. If you got one, reach out to us. Go to our website, sltyougotnext.com. Click on the nominate tab. Tell us a little bit about who you are and why you got next, and KT's gonna reach out to you. We're gonna get you an audition. And we do coaches, players, and media personalities, preferably in women's basketball. I like football too, but you know, those are our main sports. And then take You Got Next on the road with the audio format. We got this show, as well as over 550 episodes over 4 years. We've been working super hard to give y'all some amazing content and amazing stories. So you can go listen to all of these shows in the podcast form, wherever you download your podcast, and keep the party going, listening to the smooth, sultry sounds of the mouth of the South, B. Jones and the head coach, KT. Come hang out with us Wednesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. The show is growing. It is a super fun time. We talk about pop culture. We talk about entertainment. We talk sports. I do sneakers. And we have two lovely hosts that come on the show with us. So it's a fun time. Eat dinner a little bit early on Wednesday night. KT, congratulations on another win. I'm just glad we won the moment of truth. I'm going to be honest with you. At that point, I was happy for the rest of the show. We finally got a win now. I'm not going to tell everybody that we lost 40 games. But KT, get us up out of here, man.
Well, I'm glad that, you know, the singer, versus Dancer. I won that. I won championship round. I'm just a winner this whole episode, B. Jones. But Coach, thank you so much for rocking with us. I'm glad we finally got you on the show. And whatever you need from us, please let us know. We got your back.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Candy girl.
See, I like that.
Oh, my world. Yes. What's like Talk Nation? We love y'all. Stay safe. Be blessed. Respect each other and love one another, because together we are better. And keep dreaming big, fam, because you never know. Your story may be the next one featured on Sports Life Talks. You got next. Yeet.
I knew you had next, because you always working, you always grinding, you're in your bag because you're always working. Like, in due time, I knew you got next. Oh, you did it, huh? Crack the code. You got next, you smashing goals. You want next, you need exposure. Well, Sports Like Talk got the baddest show, like the baddest hut in the room. Podcast to tune into just for you to talk your shit. Talk your mushroom. You are what you eat and you should consume. Sports Like Talk from the late night to the afternoon, then rest repeat. Hit the like, leave a comment, or subscribe so you don't miss a beat. You got next, it's a small taste of a winning meal from a chef type of celebrity. What's up next is you, at least you better be. Yeah. You got next, yeah. I can feel it, you're a winner just like me. You got next, and what comes next? Tune in next time and you'll see. Cause if you got next, yeah. If you got next, if you got next, then you're just like me. If you got next, if you got next, yeah. If you got next, then you know where to be. I'm talking Sports Life, talking this. Yeah, 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 yeah. Sports Life, talking this.